Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went home, and the crowd came together again so that Jesus and the disciples could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of demons, he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you that you call us your brothers, sisters, and even mother. Help us be your family and care no less. But just as much, if not more, for our own families of origin, connected to you. In your name we pray, amen. Yeah, I think the thing to really remember is that when Jesus says, "Who's my mother, who's my brother, my sisters, all of you are," that doesn't diminish his love for his family. He just loves us that much as if we were his own family. You know, he loved his brothers, his sisters, and his mother dearly. So we're going to invite people, if you have a testimony about the rummage sale, maybe you saw God at work in something that happened. I know I did. I think one of the challenges with a rummage sale at a church is the competing interest of wanting to raise money, but also provide a service to the community, to people that need a deal. Especially when our dear members, you know, give. You give, and we thank you for your gifts, your donations. It can be hard to see something go for, you know, pennies on the dollar. So that's a challenge and anxiety that I had going into the rummage sale. And it hit home for me when one of the items that my family donated wasn't selling. And so I kept lowering the price. Until finally, there was a couple who were interested in it. It was a bed that we donated. And I could tell that, you know, they wanted a deal. And so I offered a very low price, and they accepted. And I was sort of wondering if I had been foolish, if I had let it go too cheap. And they couldn't even put it in their car, and they said they'd come back to pick it up. And they didn't come back until the very end of the day, around 2 o'clock, and they came back with their truck, and in their truck they brought, sitting with them, 2 of their 12 foster children. They had raised a family, their kids had grown up and moved on, and they volunteer at a shelter for children migrants, children who came all the way up through Central America alone. Came into this country with no adults and claimed refugee status. Ended up in a shelter in our area, and she used to volunteer there. And one day, she felt God tell her, I need to do more than just volunteer. I need to raise these children. And that was some years ago. And now they have helped raise children. And the two with her were the 11th and 12th so far that they have taken in. So they needed that bed at any price. It was a gift that we could do. Did you see anything at the rummage sale that you'd like to share this morning? If so, please come forward at this time.
Right, you always tell me that, Pastor, sorry. Well, again, good morning. So here we go. Do we go? Now you really can hear me? Okay. What I observed during the day, as I said, very, very, very early in the morning, that all of the merchandise that was donated by members, by families and everything was put out, I watched the members itself to interact with each other. There was never a cruel word. It just was very smooth. Working very hard, keeping things aligned with the cashiers. We had one front and one inside of the fancy room next door. Yeah, the worship hall. Worship hall? No. Fellowship, no, yeah, worship, fellowship, we worship there on Thursdays. So anyway, that struck me yesterday, how the members were together. And I felt like we're so blessed. People stopped. They wanted to be part of us. They stopped and they looked and they said, wow, what are you doing here? And of course, me and my very tender personality here said, this is for the children, so they can go to Bible school in New Orleans. Oh, they go, wow. And then we negotiated, and they negotiated. Like Pastor said, sometimes your heart was a little bit bleeding, and oh, my goodness, you know, I paid XYZ, and I'm letting it go for pennies. But you know what? It was all for good, good cause. And I thank everyone, including Mrs. Tom over there, who got things for the church because they were just beautiful. So I just felt happy, exhausted when I left, but very happy yesterday to see the members extending their love throughout the day. Hope to see you there next time when something good comes up for the children. Thank you all for your participation. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I saw a few things that really got me when I was at the rummage sale on Friday and Saturday. First of all, I had items from my mother and my grandmother that meant a lot to them. And I remember when they sold really cheap. But it made me happy because these items meant something to my mom and to my grandma. I'm sure many people out here have similar stories, and I at least know that they're going to somebody who also wants them and is going to use them and be very happy with them. And then a couple other things. I remember this guy came down, and he bought a couple things, and he went over to the cashier, and then he found out there what we were doing the rummage sale for raising money for the Bible school, kids to go to New Orleans, and he ended up buying a couple items, but he gave $80, and he said, keep the change. And then later on, I'm out in the parking lot looking after the stuff, and he drove back to church, and he said, hey, here's a couple more items for you to sell. And I was just taken back because he was there just to look at a few things and maybe buy something, and instead he saw what we were doing and saw the goodness of what we were doing, and he wanted to be a part of it and help out. And then, most importantly, we had a lot of kids there yesterday, and it's funny because all the stuff that we donated is, to us, trash. It's stuff that, you know, good stuff and, you know, stuff of family members, but it's stuff that we don't want anymore or we can't keep. And I saw all these kids just going through these items, and it was like a treasure hunt for them, and they had the best time playing with things that you wouldn't think that they would be interested in, but it was just nice seeing all of them playing together and, you know, having a good time with all the stuff that we're giving away. That's it.
Good morning. Excuse my attire. I'm going golfing this morning, so I'm leaving right after church. But I was really impressed with just all the participation of members of the church. Some people that were there Friday and all day Saturday. I won't mention names, but just a lot of work. And I was thinking to myself, oh my God, we're going to collect all this stuff. I helped a little bit on Friday by bringing in some furniture. Into my head, I'm saying, this stuff ain't gonna sell. You know, furniture doesn't sell that well. So it's like, oh, we gotta drag it up, then we gotta put it on the truck, then we're gonna drag it to the church, then we're gonna take it off the truck, then we're gonna put it in the trailer, and then Saturday it's gonna come out of the trailer, and then Saturday night it's gonna go somewhere else, again, we're gonna have to carry it. And then, you know, all the glassware and things that have to be wrapped so it doesn't break, and you gotta be careful so you gotta set it down. And then at the end of the day, I was working on my sprinkler, so I was all wet and I was hot, and I'm coming back to, I don't really want to go back there. Now there's going to be stuff that has to be put away that didn't sell. So you just go through all the negatives. And then I started thinking about where I grew up, very small town, farming community, and the church, and the people in that community. And it was the same people doing all that work all the time. And when I was here, I'm thinking, what are we doing this for? To make a few dollars? To send a few kids somewhere? Who's going to even care or notice? And then I realized how I was raised by all those, not just my parents, but all those other people around all the time, going to all these small town events, small number of people that had to do all these things all the time where it didn't happen. Whether it was Leona Janke playing the organ every Sunday, like she didn't have something better to do once in a while, the ladies that ran the church, the Legion. You know, they're farming, there's crops, there's kids to raise, there's cows to be milked, there's all these things going on. And all those people contributed mightily to that small community. And we as kids noticed that. And we didn't say anything. You don't go back and say, geez, thank you for playing the organ every day, Leona. Actually, I did thank her for that when she passed away. But it helped raise us. It served as a model for us. We noticed it and we realized that's kind of how you do things to get things done. And sometimes we forget about that. So at the end of that weekend of furniture and glassware and stuff, that's what entered my head later in the day. I realized, you know what, it does make a difference. It does have meaning to other people, whether it's in this community or it's the kids that were there yesterday running around and observing adults doing some good work, or the kids that are going to go to New Orleans. They'll remember that, and it resonates, and it helps raise them. It helps educate them in a whole other way. So at the end of the day, with all my grousing, obviously, Ingrid, you weren't around when I said some things under my breath yesterday. But no, it really made a difference, and it hit me last night that it was very good work and it was very meaningful work despite the work itself. So that's what I took away from yesterday.
So I was here Friday and Saturday, like everyone else. And so at the end of Saturday, we were just trying to figure out what we made because we wanted to know how close we got the kids to their trip, right? So we had, you know, put the money in the safe and we were calculating it, and then we were adding more. And so all of a sudden, I said, somebody asked me, hey, could you call, and I'm just going to say it, Jeff. Because Jeff had already gone home, and he had taken some money with him. So I did that. And he didn't answer at first, but then he called me right back. And so I said, hey, Jeff, we're just trying to figure out, like, where we're at in the scheme of things. And he says, oh, well, I have this much. And so we're, like, calculating. And then, even though I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but God is saying, go for it. So then Jeff said, he goes, well, I just because I was kind of calculating in my mind when we were talking, and he goes, well, Ingrid and I, meaning Ingrid and Jeff Tom, we're going to match it. And I thought, wow, that is so kind. But, you know, it's God. They're generous, and God, you know, their just hearts are generous. Just like everybody else who came and set up and cleaned up and put all the stuff out and put all the stuff back and just everything. But like the generousness of this congregation is wonderful to see. And that's what I saw in the last few days. I mean, I've seen it over my time here, but yesterday was just another example of that generosity. So thank you.
So, to give some more detail to what Shannon said, thank you very much, Jeff and Ingrid, for your generosity, and to each and every person for your generosity. Too many names to name. Big, big gifts of time and resources that need to be celebrated. So, the final said and done, we sold $2,000, which is doubled to $4,000. Which gives us just enough money to cover all of our expenses with the previous fundraisers to send myself and four youth, Charles Menke, Rebecca Menke, Victoria Diver. Unfortunately, Paul, Victoria's friend, isn't able to go, but we're talking to another youth to see if they will be able to go, and I'm sure we'll find someone. So myself and four youth, we'll be able to go to New Orleans for the ELCA Youth Gathering July 15th through the 20th. So thank you so much for each of your generosity. Please stand as you're able for the hymn of the day.